Well, I feel like I don't want to create too much. That's kind of where I am lately, is I don't want to create too much, because it seems like in the past, it's like I create something and then it comes back around to be this big thing to be dealt with instead of something enjoyable. So I try to create as little as I can.
Right. Well, that's what we talked about, see, because we said at some point you have to be responsible for your creation. You know, you can undo the world, but then you're sitting in an undone world and then you're crying to us. So that's right.
In the beginning, you came in and said, you know, that we're marvelous human creators, but through this process, I've got to the point where it's like, well, the creation part of it is something that is more enjoyable when it's done sort of lightly and when required.
Well, we would say yes. And there's benefits of those, the benefits of those. I mean, you can run to a certain level, and after a little while, you can go to the great state of Alabama, and Donald Trump's president. You can go to Georgia, Donald Trump's president. Massachusetts, Donald Trump's president. Tennessee, he's president. Virginia, he's president. And there you go. And he starts stacking up delegates. And then the delegates from a delegation. And the delegations run into a quorum. And then the quorum runs into an assemblage. And the assemblage runs into a convention. And a convention runs into a Continental Congress. And a Continental Congress turns into a sitting presidency. But he had no idea. He was just voting for none of the above. Same way.
Who, Trump?
Yes, President Trump to you.
Okay.
Yeah, he started off just as a put-on, basically protesting everybody that was running, so he was for none of the above.
It's almost like a version of how Bob started to create. What's that thing Bob started, a joke that had the whole world laughing?
Yeah, that was a song, 1970, by the Marmalades, or the Bee Gees, or the Beatles, or Zappa.
The GBs. It was the jeebie-jeebie, the heebie-jeebies with wavy gravy.
Push-ups on
the nation. That's the heebie-jeebies, that's right. CKLM's finest, that's right. Dave Neufeld probably had something to do with that, too, but, you know, that's how that goes. 88.1.
Okay, thank you very much, Ion.
You're welcome, more than you know.
In 1,000 years, you know, people will be worshiping these sessions and all that, and it'll be famous. This little station that doesn't exist anymore will be the archetypal information outlet of the 20th century. CKLN, 88.1. Yeah, CKLN, which is a slurred speedway of saying Secret Council 10. When you're saying Secret Council 10, you're CKLN. That really got Greg Duffel worked up when he realized that.
Yeah.
So looking at like Trump's doing well, Clinton is tanked, looks like Clinton has resigned. Hillary Clinton announces she's not running anymore. It's too embarrassing. Well, that leaves Sanders versus Trump. Of course, Trump will win that, and we'll have a king. We're going to have a king.
What they should do is he should make Bernie Sanders be the vice president. That'd finish him off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Ian said a while ago that Obama was the last election, last president. So we're moving into lockdown.
Oh, that was Nostradamus that said that, Bob. You're quoting Nostradamus.
We told Nostradamus.
That doesn't matter. It's his quote. You got to get right or they'll get you for copyright infringement, Bob. You know you do it all the time.
Yeah.